at your local Tyre Power.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Party people!
Roach, here he is. Roach, here he is.
Hey!
Roach! Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka. Roach!
Michelangelo Rucci joins us each and every morning, which we love, and you'll hear him this afternoon with Kimbo on the Rooch on your run home. He comes to us thanks to Budget Car and Truck Rental. Rooch, good morning.
Morning, Kane. Morning, Andrew. Are you ready for a showdown?
I think we are. I think we've doing our best to build it up here this morning. Are you ready?
I think it's going to be an interesting game. It's not the one that almost was set up last week with the thought that could Adelaide outrank Port Adelaide by the end of the showdown? There's now the gap that means that Port are going to rank highest for in South Australia for the fifth year in a row. But if Crows won two showdowns in a year, that would be something just for them to crow about, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Absolutely, Roach. So how important is it?
Although it doesn't mean anything in terms of what this year's race is all about, but it means a lot in terms of where Adelaide's rebuild is and where Port Adelaide really stands in the way in which they're going to progress to next year. So it's incredibly important. And you know it has such enormous implications on what both clubs have got to sell in a trade market where they're going to be very busy to tell their prospective new players just where they stand. And not to mention what it does off-field in terms of corporate backing and membership and fan bases. It's just an enormous game for that.
Roach, we'll go through both games. So let's start with the Crows and their win over the Roos on the weekend. What were your key takeouts?
Well, I got another indication that they're going to have to do something with that midfield, because the way they got cut up by, some centre clearances means that issue still is real. But the way they scored, the way they worked their way to a significant win, because it's now three in a row, is another tick for them. They now got more wins than they had last year. But everything that they already knew has been confirmed again. They're going to have to be busy in the trade market. We know they're going to get Isaac Rankin. They're going to spend a lot of money to get him, but it'll be interesting what they spend in terms of draft picks to convince Gold Coast that the deal has to be done. Now, they're in a pretty good position with, again, like they were with Jordan Dawson, that they're the lowest ranked South Australian team. So if it comes to just walking him through the pre-season draft, they're in a pretty good position for that. So they've got a bit of work to do with Gold Coast, but they've also got a safety net.
So maybe it's a bit of false economy when you play the Eagles and the Roos twice, and maybe it isn't about wins and losses, but now we can reassess it, Roach. With one game to go, is the Crows rebuild firmly on track?
It's probably where they think it should be. It's real test is next year, when we're going to be measuring Adelaide against wins and losses rather than just which players are developing. What do we learn about what they need to get through a trade and draft market? It really is going to be next year about wins and losses. It's time to start measuring them in the way in which we measure every other football club. So they've had their time in the bottom four. They're now rising out of that. So, we're about to find out not just if the rebuild is on track, but whether the next phase of the rebuild is going in the right direction.
Geez, we're taking a lot of text this morning, Roach, on Jeremy Finlayson's performance. What does your ruck setup look like next year for the Power?
Well, do they make themselves interested in Brodie Grundy? That's an interesting one. But Finlayson's just been an outstanding player by the time he's, worked as a ruckman since the middle of the year. So he's proven he's had a lot of value to Port Adelaide. Now, I mean, he's not a ruckman. He's actually an extra midfielder who just harasses the ruckman and then harasses him even further by getting the follow-up clearance. So his energy is just extraordinary. Now, can they keep going through that next year? Yeah, well, maybe we're finally getting the proof that hit-outs are not the real issue in Australian football. You've got to convert hit-outs to clearances. So is he the new-look ruckman?
Well, I think so. I think that version, whether it's him, he's not quite, he'd love a few extra centimetres, but the Luke Jackson, Tim English type ruckman are going to be the ones that are most valuable that can play as that extra midfielder. Mm-hmm. Roach, it's going to be an interesting week where all expecting Alistair Clarkson to be wheeled out as a North Melbourne coach. I think that happens probably before Thursday, and they'll be able to announce that before their last game of the season. And Adam Uzay off to GWS. That's all the talk. So it could be a really busy news week in the world of AFL footy.
And then we're going to have to watch to see what Adam Kingsley does with his career.
Yeah, he's one of those. Well, I mean, we're going to speak to Scotty Burns. There's a few of those figures that have been so close without getting the nod, and must be pretty deflating for people like Adam Kingsley, Rooch. I'm not sure what the answer is for people like that. I guess just keep showing up and keep having a crack and hope, like Ken Hinckley eventually gets an opportunity, or Phil Walsh later on down the track, someone is willing to take a risk on you.
Correct. We'll see what happens in that space, but yeah, North Melbourne with Adelson Clarkson yet again is a process that was investing all in one person. So that should be interesting how that plays out for them, because I mean, we know what Alistair Clarkson's track record is, but there's no guarantee of what that does at North Melbourne, because it's going to be more than a coach that they'll need to.
You feel like they need him though, Rooch, like just to make them relevant again?
Yeah, they need a coach of stature, but it needs to be more than just a statement of, well, look who we've got. It's about also, well, what else are you getting? Because they're going to need to rebuild that whole football department, because we know how it's been worked over this year. So, yeah, it's a man of stature, but now it needs also some substance around him.
Rooch, what's your feeling on Robbie Gray before we let you go?
Oh, hard to read, Andrew. I hope he does stick around for next year, in the sense that, you know, get through a pre-season, get his body right, get involved in footy every week with training. But I mean, you don't begrudge Robbie Gray doing whatever he wants to do. It's not just about, you know, does he feel up to next year? What else does he want to do? So I mean, I understand exactly what Ken Hinckley said last week, where you don't force a decision on Robbie Gray. You wait for him to make a decision, because he deserves that. He's earned that right. But I hope he's there for next year.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, Rooch. Hey, good stuff from you. Look forward to tuning in this afternoon. Kimbo on the Rooch with back with a huge edition of The Run Home from 3:30 this afternoon. Of course, Rooch is here thanks to our good friends at Budget. What about that live read that you've done for Budget?
Oh, a long time ago.
I actually want to cut some of this up.
This was...
And forensically analyse the voice you're putting on.
Well,
use the team that's easy and affordable. Budget car and truck rental.
Do you know why?
Winning.
Because I was coached by your wife.
Oh, I'm going to... Jace, get me this live read that Hazy's done, this ad that's playing for Budget Car. It doesn't sound like him. I want to forensically analyse what is going on.
Well, we can't all be as natural as you at live reads and endorsing products.
Sexy land.
I mean, that just feels good for you, doesn't it?
Very good.
All right, it's 28 minutes past 7.